Humber Esports Varsity is officially competing again and is back to streaming. Yesterday, the esports team's new production team got together to produce their first stream of the semester of the game Rocket League. Alex Kiffner, the new production lead, has been casting for Humber Esports for a while and was seen on air with Humber Esports new caster Dylan Andrade. The casters for the first stream of 2025. Courtesy, Humber Esports. Andrade, a new member of the Humber Esports production, casting crew, said he was excited to finally do a show. I knew I was going to do it eventually, but doing it for the first time was serious, like an amazing experience that I'm so excited to keep doing in the future, he said. Andrade is exclusively casting for Humber Esports Rocket League team but said he is open to casting for other games like Call of Duty. You know, I have Call of Duty coming up this Thursday as well, but I'm exclusively doing more Rocket League, he said. Andrade, a journalism student, said his background knowledge of the game helped him in his ability to cast. I think my knowledge and background of the game helped me with that. I even spoke with the team after and they told me they'd like my commentary, he said. Andrade said he got to help Alex Kiffner, his veteran caster and lead producer, with the in-game terms used. Alex Kiffner, the lead producer of Humber Esports. Courtesy, Alex Kiffner. Kiffner said he was excited about his new role as producer and the production of the streams. The new position has been a really exciting challenge and it's been difficult without a doubt. I've had to make some serious adjustments not only in how the production department operates but how I do things, he said. Kiffner said he had to create adjustments to himself as a caster and adjust how he produces as well. This year I switched my program over to the radio broadcasting diploma so I've gained tons of experience on mic in addition to my work within esports, he said. Using that, I'm trying my best to bring guidance to newer casters so that they feel better supported and I'm going to try and encourage them to meet and interact with the teams so that they can better tell their stories on air, he said. Kiffner said there was much work still to be done on the production side as he had to make some changes from last year. I was able to take all of the things we learned last year and come in with a clear vision, he said. We also commissioned new graphics from our expanded creative department led by former work study Michael Mangabay, he said. Jacob Gibb, the livestream coordinator, said he was excited to tinker with the background in the new studio in BCTI. As of our first stream, we are already experimenting with the LED wall in the new space we have, he said. We plan to put more on that screen and to try and see what we could do to make the show more interesting because of it, he said. Kiffer said he is excited about the new production and teased some of the new features to the stream. We've got a lot of great things coming up. We want to make the streams more layered and deep, and to that end, we're looking to roll out instant replay on our streams soon, he said. To see Humber Esports live streams, go to www.twitch.tv/humbersportsgg.